Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
So, Harmy, the big news, Stokes will not be travelling to the West Indies and America in June. Of course, Stokes was part of England's successful T20 World Cup winning squad back in, 2022 in Australia. He, of course, starred in the final. The big question is, how big a blow is this, do you reckon, to England's chances of defending their trophy?
I think it's a massive blow, but I'm pleased he's done it. I'm the massive England fan. I always, you know me, John, I'm desperate for England to go well and want it to go, but I'm pleased he's done it because I've been one that's, I've had a few choice words with Ben a couple of times about his body. And, I've been vocal about him protecting himself, not bowling too much when he's done his knee. And, he came back for the World Cup. People were questioning whether it was, it was the right thing or the wrong thing. But I'm pleased he's done it because we've probably only seen 80% of Ben Stokes in the last 2-3 years because of the way the knee's been, because he's been selfless and making sure he give everything for England. I think it's time that Ben looked after himself for just a short period of time to get himself in a position to take India and Australia on over the course of the next 18 months because he's England Test match captain. It's a huge blow for England's chances in the World T20 because for me, I said it before the 50-over World Cup. I can't see England winning the World Cup without Ben Stokes because of the way he bats in that middle order and the game situation player he is. But I'm pleased he's done what he's done. I really am because I think what we've missed in India was an extra bit of oomph from the ball point of view. We're going to need his all-round qualities against India if we want to be India at home. And he's got to be fit as an all-rounder to play in Australia. We desperately need him to be fit for that. So if we do take a tournament off and we do prioritise making sure we are right as a get the all-rounder, the best version of Ben Stokes, then I think the country should take this on the chin and say, right, long-term, we are going to benefit. Short-term, well, the way the ICC keeps throwing world tournaments in, he's not going to miss many tournaments, is he? He's going to miss this one and he'll be fit for further down the line. But it's a massive blow. I'm disappointed for Josh Butler and for Matthew Mott. But I think for the first time in a long time, Ben Stokes needs to be selfish to look after his body himself to make sure he's in position to play for England properly as an all-rounder. And I don't think he's done that for the last 2 or 3 years because of the way he thinks of the team. And he's been selfless and making sure he's been fit and available for all the big games. So good on Ben for doing it. It's brave, but I think long-term England will benefit from it.
And what about the reaction from within the camp? I mean, it's going to be a hammer blow, isn't it, for Josh Butler and Matthew Mott?
I think it is. But I hope we see the bigger picture. I hope we do see the bigger picture. I hope it's not. Some people might put two and two together and say the way the World Cup team went in 50-over competition didn't seem to be that much harmony going on. Whether there was a lot of talk about Matthew Mott being the right coach for England, whether the environment wasn't great or was or wasn't great. I hope it's not got anything to do with that. I hope it's just Ben Stokes saying, you know what? I need to be the best version of myself. And I haven't been for a few years now because of the knee situation. And hopefully Josh understands that. And hopefully, obviously, Matthew does as well. It's time for somebody else to stand up. you go to that and you think, well, hopefully the IPO will serve Sam Curran well. This brings Sam Curran into the game a little bit more. It brings Liam Livingston into the game with more responsibility a bit more. And it's probably the last tournament Mo and Ali will play in an England shirt. So it gives Mo and Ali more responsibility to stand up. So as much as it is a blow and Ben has to miss out, it's about time somebody else stands up and really sort of takes responsibility. So that's what Matthew Martin, Josh Potler are going to be looking at. But you know, this could be the coming and the making of Sam Curran. Again, he was brilliant in Australia. And he might now have to bat that a little bit higher up. He might have to take a little bit more responsibility. And I'm sure Sam will thrive from that. So as much as it is a disappointing news, if we unearth another match winner off the back of it and England have a great tournament, then, you know, hopefully this will be the good thing.
Jamie Overton as well. He's a name that I've been hearing whispers about. Potentially England looking at him. For a bigger role than maybe what we would have expected. He's had a very successful summer in Australia and in Dubai as well. But what about Joe Root? What about another name? I mean, at the end of the day, England are going to need experience to come into that side. You cannot replace Ben Stokes, but Root has always held his hand up. He wants to get back into T20 cricket. Could it actually be an opening for him?
Possibly. Yeah, that's a good shout. I think I like the Overton one. I think there's never any question of likes of Jamie Overton. And Jamie Overton's in a bracket of a handful of cricketers where we've got no doubt about their ability. It's just, can we keep them on the, you know, on the park and keep them fit for, you know, a period of time to mount a challenge, not only for a consistent place in the side, but, you know, a consistent place in the tournament. So, yes, I'm not sure on Joe Root. I think as much as I think Joe would like to play, and I think the way the 50 over World Cup went, I think I'd be, you know, feeling as though, you know, they want to get back on the horse and have another go at white ball cricket. I wouldn't have a problem with Joe Root because I think he's still, along with Johnny Bairstow and Ben Stokes, our best multi-format batters, multi-format players. I just wonder if this signal with Ben prioritising his fitness, whether Joe just looks at the first five or six championship games, which he said he's going to play in, and get himself ready for test match cricket, that we're starting to see a little bit more of a break between the red ball and the white ball team. Harry Brooks got to come into the conversation as well, because obviously he hasn't played for a short period of time. So I would imagine Harry Brooks would be front and centre. But I'd like to see Liam Livingston stand up. I'm a massive fan of Liam Livingston. I think he is a quality cricketer. And I think he can do a job in test match cricket if his career path went down that road. But I think a couple of quiet tournaments, some quiet time from England, I think Liam needs to take responsibility. And hopefully now he could be batting at that number four, number five spot and saying, you're my man now. That might just, you know, pump his tyres a little bit up. And hopefully we'll see a good tournament from Liam Livingston, because he is definitely a match winner.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Okay, lastly, Harmy, you know, one of the mantras that came out of the England camp when Rob Key, Brendan McCullum and Ben Stokes took over was live where your feet are. Mm. Is Ben Stokes living where his feet is right now? Or is this the first indication that Stokes, McCullum have got not just one eye, but maybe two eyes at the end of 2025? England go to Australia. They play the overseas Ashes. Got India in a 5-test series next year as well. 2025 is going to be an absolute blockbuster year. And if England have got any chance whatsoever of winning their first overseas Ashes since 2010-11, they need a Ben Stokes who can bowl, who can field, who can captain, and of course, who can bat as well. And is this just an indication that maybe Stokes is looking over the horizon at challenges that are going to be facing him in all facets of the game come 2025?
I hope so. I really hope so. I really, like I said right at the start of this, it's a blow, but I'm pleased he's made this decision because we need the best version of Ben Stokes. And, you know, like I said before, he's put the team first. You know, 50 days from having an operation, back onto the field, playing cricket again. On his knee injury. You know, I probably should have had the knee injury before the World Cup, the clamour for him to come back for the World Cup. Hopefully this is the first time Ben is somebody, whoever's done it, has done a great job. Whether it is Rob Key, I seen Keezy a couple of weeks ago and he came up to speak to Ben Stokes. And I hope it is. And I don't know this because we didn't speak about that. But I really hope that Ben Stokes and Rob Key had a conversation and Rob Key has said to Ben Stokes that we need the best version of you for India and for Australia. And if it means missing the T20 World Cup, playing a couple of games for Durham, then so be it. And yes, I hope it is the first indication that we're going to see England prioritise and get ready for India at home and Australia away. Because I think we've got the batting unit to go and play in Australia. I don't think we've got the bowling unit just yet. And I think over the course of this next 18 months, the likes of Carse and talked about the left armer, Young Hull from Leicestershire, Potts, Wood, and if Saki Mahmood gets himself back fit, get Jofra Archer back fit, all that, and one or two, Jamie Overton and one or two others that talk about bowling fast, Josh Tung, you know, John Turner, all the quick bowlers that we're going to need in Australia are going to be balanced out by a fit and fire in Ben Stokes. If we have that, we have a chance in Australia. If we have Ben Stokes, the knee injury, what we've had before, patching him back up, sending him back out, we have no chance. So for me, this, possibly, you're right, it's the first move that England have decided. When we get to Australia, we are going to have fit and fire and bowling unit, and it's going to be led front and centre by our quality all-rounder. And I can't wait for that to happen. And I'm pleased he's done what he's done.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market. Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.